Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy is with us, U.S. Rep from Illinois' 8th Congressional District. So many questions, especially with the January 6th committee. But, Representative, do you use emojis when you text back and forth with with your staffers, your kids, anyone in your life?
I do. And I can't say that I'm really adept at it, but I do my best.
Do you use the thumbs up emoji?
I do a lot, actually.
Okay. You need to lose that. We're going to have somebody on later. Apparently,
what?
Gen Zers find that to be hostile.
She just set you up, Congressman.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to, like, take out, that's going to make me mute in the emoji world at this point.
You have kids. Do you have any kids under age 25? Yes, of course you do, right? But
yeah,
are they of
yeah.
texting age?
They are. We have a 17, a 13, and a 6, so...
Okay.
I say with two teenagers and a toddler, a first grader, I'm ready for anything in Congress at this point. But there's a lot of texting going on.
Okay, you ask him about that tonight around dinner. You say, hey, is this thumbs up thing passive aggressive? Because we're going to talk to somebody later and that's what they claim.
Oh, so. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, just looking out for you. So what does it mean with the former president being subpoenaed? What happens now?
Well, you know, basically what happens is he needs to answer, obviously through his lawyers. But yesterday he, even before being formally served with a subpoena, he put out a 14-page response to the public announcement that he was going to receive a subpoena. And it was a doozy. I think you may have heard about it, but he not only doubled and tripled down, he may have quadrupled down on the big lie that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election. And he called the insurrectionists from January 6th, quote unquote, great American patriots. These are the people that he wants to pardon if he gets elected the presidency again.
What is the likelihood of that happening? You speak with other members of Congress. You speak with senators. You're in D.C. What are people saying on both sides of the aisle? The things that we don't hear.
With regard to whether he's going to answer or testify or that kind of thing?
That and whether he's going to run again.
Oh, okay. On the first, I don't know. I've heard on the one hand that he said that he'd like to testify. He'd like to do so live, so to speak. On the other hand, his lawyers don't want him anywhere near a microphone at one of these hearings because he'd have to testify under oath. And that would be probably a bad thing in his case. With regard to, you know, running for president, I think the odds are probably greater than 50% at this point, Lisa. I think a lot
wow.
of folks think that he views that as potentially a very good legal strategy because he perceives that the Justice Department may be less willing to prosecute somebody running for president. Of course, that makes my colleagues on the other side very nervous because they don't want to see him run for president.
Congressman, you don't really think he's going to testify, do you? I mean, he spent all this energy blasting the committee. I just can't imagine him actually doing it.
I think that one part of me says there's no way that his lawyers would do that. And usually he ends up listening to his lawyers, even if it's at the last minute. But I could see him, breaking with some of their counsel on this because he likes to have the spotlight. He knows that he would command a tremendous audience for his quote unquote testimony.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy is with us, a representative from Illinois' 8th Congressional District. There was some news that came out in U.S. News, and the headline says trust in the federal government falls below a majority. For the first time ever, fewer than half of Americans have faith in the judicial branch. And it was a Gallup poll done in September. They say 38% of Americans say they trusted the legislative branch, 43% trust the executive branch, but fewer than half have faith in the judicial branch. You see that changing anytime soon? Or what is your response to that when you read something like that?
It's disheartening and it's distressing because, you know, we need people to trust these institutions in part because, you know, these institutions are charged with making, you know, really big decisions that affect people's lives. And you know, they need to have the buy-in of the American people. I can tell you one thing that has really corroded that trust, especially in the legislative branch and Congress, which is, you know, members of Congress, I think we've talked about this before, members of Congress are allowed to trade individual stocks, even though they oftentimes have access to non-public information, you know, based on their work. You know, they know what pieces of legislation are being introduced. They get access to classified information that affects the value of companies and so forth. I'm trying to ban this practice in part to increase some of that trust that you were talking about in Congress. And when I tell my constituents, they Republicans, Democrats, Independents all agree that this has to be done.
Absolutely. I have distrust when I hear that's happening. It bothers me greatly. Representative Krishnamoorthy is with us. Social Security gets a big bump, 8.7%. People are generally excited, but again, with that, they're skeptical because they think, okay, does Part D go up? Does this affect my link card? Will I be pushed into a different bracket? Will I pay more? So what is your take on that? Because it is hard because that should be great news. But yesterday when we broke the news and people sent in text messages, that generation is just a little bit leery.
Of course. So I think it's positive news that they get a cost of living increase in light of higher prices right now. In addition, their Medicare Part B premiums are going down modestly this year for the first time in a long time because of extra reserves that the trustees of the Medicare funds did not anticipate that came in. I think that what I'm really concerned about is, you know, the reason for the cost of living adjustment, which is inflation. I think it's real. Prices are going up. We have to do more to fight it. I have some ideas on that, but I think Social Security recipients receiving a bump makes sense to offset some of the increased cost that they're facing.
Where do you buy your groceries, Congressman? I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this, the merger of Kroger and Albertsons that was made formalized today. I mean, I know there's going to be some government scrutiny. It looks like that new company and Walmart would have almost 45% of the grocery business in this country.
So, you know, we seem to shop at Jewel, Costco, Trader Joe's, and, you know, a number of other places because everyone seems to have their own food preferences in this household and they get accommodated. But as to the more serious point, I think that what consumers will be kind of concerned about, the government will be concerned about, is just the concentration, market concentration of, for instance, Jewel and Mariano's, which I believe is owned by the Kroger chain, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct.
I think that ends up concentrating something like one-third of all supermarkets under their control. And with food prices already elevated right now, especially in meatpacking, by the way, and meat and poultry and beef, where four companies control more than 85% market share and have seen their prices increase double digits, and they seeing their profits soar by 300%. I think people are concerned, you know, what's going to happen to our food prices when we have further consolidation.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Go home, ask your kids if it's passive aggressive to use the thumbs up emoji.
I'm afraid that they're going to say yes. And then what am I going to do then?
I'd rather to come up with a new one. thanks for jumping
Steve.
On the radio.
Thanks, Steve.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy from Illinois' 8th Congressional District. We had that big conversation yesterday about what do you do with smoke alarms? You're supposed to replace them. This is the time of year, but you're not instructed to put the old ones in the garbage. Lou Manfredini will answer that question and a bunch more that I have for him. That's on the way after Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.